It's Luke Combs and one number away, 103.7 The Gator. Gainesville's number one for New Country. I'm Justin Tyler. Drive at 5 is right around the corner. However, we love getting you connected with what's going on in our very own backyard in our community. And I saw something on Facebook just the other day, the Wild Game Feast, which is coming up in March. And it's your chance to give back to the community. And Matthew Braddy is here in the studio with me this afternoon. Matthew, tell us about the 2019 Wild Game Feast.
Okay, the Wild Game Feast is hosted by the Rotary Foundation of Gainesville, which is a collaboration of five area clubs, four clubs in Gainesville, High Springs, and we have been putting this event together for 35 years, generating funds that we put back into our community.
And this is what really got me interested in the event, is you guys are giving back to the community. And how does this event give back to our local communities?
Well, over 35 years, we're now approaching $2.5 million that we have directly raised through this event, through ticket sales and through many generous contributions for businesses and local people involved in our community. And many times we've taken that money and we've doubled or even more and leveraged that with other funding sources and had more than a 2.5, maybe you could safely say a $5 million impact into our community.
That's unbelievable. Wow. And just to hear about the impact that this has and who benefits from the Wild Game Feast as well too. Now, when it comes to the 2019 Wild Game Feast, what are your objectives is with the money raised this year?
This is year two of a two-year, two-project, and $200,000 commitment to our community. We're partnering with the City of Gainesville Parks and Recreation to help fund the renovation of the Northside Park off Northwest 34th Street. This project will be called the Rotary Generations Recreation Play Zone and will include a multi-generational playground. And that's key. It's going to be for all generations in our community.
That's great.
The second project is a partnership with Alachua County to fund a fully enclosed splash park, but not just any splash park. It's honoring veterans of military service, and it'll be located within the existing Veteran Memorial Park off Southwest 75th Street.
What was so great about this, I have four kids at home, and there's so many great things going on throughout the city of Gainesville and throughout Alachua County, but there's never enough, it seems like, and you guys are giving the opportunity for families to really enjoy what the city has to offer.
That's right. For me as a Rotarian, it's a tremendous honor to be able to be what we call the Feast Master this year.
Right.
Which is just a name for one of hundreds of Rotarians that spend nearly year-round working on this event and making sure that we do the very best that we can in service back to our community.
Now, Matthew, talk to us about the Wild Game Feast, because a lot of people will be interested. What's going to be served up? Can you give us any inclinations of what type of meat we'll be able to see that day?
So we will have quail, we'll have venison, we'll have varieties of pork, we'll have full smoked served pig, we'll have some other different treats. We do not always want to tell everything that we'll have, because buy the ticket and come out and experience, and we try to put something new out every year.
Yeah, now when it comes to the tickets, because I know everybody is sitting back, their mouth is watering, they want to try out this great food, help out the community at the same time. How much are tickets and how can they get them as well?
All right. Tickets are $75 each until the day of the event. Then they go up to $100 the day of the event. However, through January, buy five, get the sixth ticket free. So that's a $75 savings if you do that during the month of January. It's easy. You can go to rotarygainesville.org. Or you can even email information@rotarygainesville.org.